Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shar. How may I help you?
Yes, I have a charge from you on my credit card, and I don't know who you are. Can you tell me what you do, what you sell?
We are a third party company. We actually work for different products, different companies, different businesses. In order for
okay,
me
can
to
you look up my name then and tell me what I charge from
okay,
you?
Can you provide me with your zip code?
My zip code is 08731.
All right, and your first and your last name?
Judith Rubin.
All right, Judith, and can you also confirm your mailing address?
I have two, but the one that's used, I think, is 39 Dunbury Drive, Orchid River, New Jersey.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct. So I'm looking at your account, and on January the 15th, do you ever recall signing up for a contest entry to receive a free item of, I think it was a vacuum cleaner?
There was something that came to me that said I was entitled to it. Yes, I never got it.
Yes, ma'am. Once you put in all your information, well, the information that you was putting in to was actually to get put in a contest entry to receive that vacuum.
Yes. So what am I paying for?
You're only paying just to be put in the contest entry.
What'd you say?
You're only paying for just to get put in the contest entry.
Well, I was charged again yesterday.
Yes, ma'am. You get charged every month to get to remain in the contest entry.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Get me off that list.
All right. Go ahead and get you counseled.
So I'm charged $50 a month and I get nothing?
It's a contest entry. You have
so
to
I'm,
wait and see
I'm paying
if you actually
$50
win
a month
something.
To possibly
win something. Yes,
something.
Ma'am.
Yes, okay, get me off.
Okay, give me just a few moments, okay?
And I want a refund. I've already reported you as a fraud charge.
Oh, have you disputed it with the bank?
The bank called me and asked about it, and I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. So, yes.
All right, so give me just a few moments. All right, give me just a few more moments. I'm almost done.
You're just what?
Give me just a few more moments. I'm almost done.
I don't. Your voice is very slurred. I can't understand what you're saying. What is it you're doing?
Canceling your order.
Good.
All right, so let me go ahead and get you off for a refund.
For both months.
I only can do it for 1 month.
Why is that?
That was the whole 30 days ago.
It was what?
It was 30 days ago. but I can do it for the most current one.
Okay, please do that.
Okay.
And please do not sign me up for anything.
Ma'am, you signed yourself up for it. It was definitely in the terms and conditions.
It was not in the terms and conditions because I specifically looked.
Would you like a cancellation number?
Yes.
C as in Charlie, 920-441.
Wait. C?
As in Charlie.
Yes.
920-441.
I can't understand that part.
920.
I still can't understand what you're saying.
C as in Charlie. 920.
I have that.
920.
Zero? Please say it again.
920.
That's the part I can't understand what you're saying.
I'm giving you the number.
It's C and then zero?
920.
I don't understand what you're saying.
What the fuck?
C, and what is the next one, a letter or a number?
A number.
And it's zero?
920-441-920-420. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And 624.
Wait a minute. Repeat the whole thing. C920-624?
C920. 380.
Uh-huh.
567.
What? That's not what you said before. Say it again, please.
C920.
Yeah.
380.
Yeah.
567.
Okay, you said before you said something about 624.
That's the cancellation number.
What's the cancellation number?
I just provided you with the cancellation number.
Well, what was 624?
That was a refund order.
It was the what? It doesn't matter because the bank is going to refund.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling customer service. I hope you have a wonderful day.